this is your Polycast for Wednesday, April 22nd, your daily check-in on Minnesota politics. I'm Mike Mulcahy in the Minnesota Public Radio newsroom. On today's edition, the House passes a transportation bill. Governor Dayton says he's still far from a deal on any major issue. And computer problems put the brakes on high school testing. The Minnesota House has passed a Republican-sponsored transportation funding bill that pays for road and bridge projects without tax increases. Lawmakers passed the bill last night by a vote of 73-59, with only one Democrat voting in favor. The bill would spend about $7 billion over the next decade through borrowing and the capture of existing sales tax revenue from auto parts, car rentals, and vehicle leases. DFL Governor Mark Dayton and Senate Democrats favor a gas tax increase, but Republican Representative Tim Kelly of Red Wing, chair of the House Transportation Committee, says his bill offers a better approach.
We felt that we put a very good transportation package together, and we certainly have heard that from all areas of the state, including the metro area, and from both parties. So we're very optimistic that we put a bill together that does exactly what we said it would do without raising taxes, and we look forward to the governor coming along with us in the end.
House Democrats say the bill doesn't provide enough funding for needed projects statewide. DFL Representative Paul Marquardt of Dilworth says the bill provides only $5 million for oil train safety.
We need about $320 million to make sure that our rail crossings are safe. And just last year alone, we had 47 vehicle train accidents in the state. Thankfully, none of those were with oil trains, but the fact of the matter is that it just takes one of those and we have a catastrophe in our communities where these oil trains are coming through.
The Senate still has to pass its bill, then it's headed to a conference committee and will no doubt be part of the end of the session negotiations. And speaking of those negotiations, Governor Mark Dayton says that with less than a month to go in the session, he and House Republicans are still far apart on a number of issues. Dayton says Republicans appear bent on using a wrecking ball to tear down gains made by Democrats over the past 2 years. And he suggested they should scale back their plans for a tax cut and add more money to state budget reserves. Tom Scheck has the story.
Governor Dayton said he's not optimistic about an easy resolution to the differences between his budget plan and the Republican budget. Dayton specifically criticized House Republicans for proposing $2 billion in tax cuts and a Health and Human Services budget plan that cuts $1.1 billion in spending. Dayton criticized the House Republican budget for what he called phony savings and fictitious financing.
If they're going to use this as an opportunity to take a wrecking ball to everything we build up in this state for health care and similarly for everything we build up through our budget efforts the last couple of years for fiscal integrity and responsibility, is just a complete non-starter.
Dayton said he's open to some form of middle-income tax cuts, but he criticized the Republican tax bill for its future costs. He said the income tax cuts for individuals will only last 2 years, but plans to eliminate the statewide business property tax, repeal the estate tax, and exempt Social Security benefits would be permanent. Dayton's Department of Revenue estimates that the tax bill would cost $2 billion this year, but double to $4 billion in 6 years. Dayton warned the tax bill would put the state back in perpetual budget deficits.
Why would we want to put Minnesota back on the same ledge as it was 15 years ago, knowing what we know now about what the experience was over that period of time after the economy flattened out and then turned down? And they want to set us up for the same.
The House Tax Committee moved forward with its bill despite Dayton's criticism. Republican Tax Committee Chair Greg Davids joked earlier this week that he's only $2 billion away from Dayton. But he also acknowledged that his proposal will not become law.
Although I love these numbers and I love this bill, we realize that there's going to be somewhere in between the Senate in the House and the governor, and we'll all work together to make this thing go.
Other Republicans said it's unfair for Dayton to suggest their tax cuts would bust the budget without acknowledging that his plan for permanent spending increases would also impact the budget over the long term. When asked about the difference, Dayton proposed both sides sock away more money into the state's budget reserve. For every dollar House Republicans take off of their tax plan, Dayton said he'd take a dollar away from his spending proposals. Republican House Speaker Kurt Dowd wasn't swayed by Dayton's offer.
So let me get this right. If I take a dollar and put it in reserves where he can spend it next year, he'll reduce his spending by a dollar this year? That sounds like a good deal for the governor.
While Dayton is pessimistic about his differences with Republicans over most areas of the budget, there may be one area they can reach an agreement. When asked about his thoughts on reaching a deal on a long-term transportation funding package, Dayton said it's less impossible than other budget items. Tom Scheck, Minnesota Public Radio News.
The spring routine of school test-taking, known as Minnesota Comprehensive Assessments, or MCAs, has been suspended. The Minnesota Department of Education late yesterday temporarily halted the statewide student tests because of problems with the online system. And as Tim Post reports, state officials say tests won't resume until the testing company fixes what's wrong.
For the people in charge of testing in Minnesota schools, this is crunch time. They have a little over 2 weeks to finish administering MCA tests, the statewide reading, math, and science assessments given to third through eighth graders, and also sophomores and juniors. This is the first year all of the tests are being offered online. The company administering the tests is Pearson. Students weren't able to log into Pearson's site to take their test yesterday, a replay of a problem that happened last week. Everyone was frustrated.
I'm not pleased. I'm not impressed at all.
We're wasting time. We're wasting students' time. We're wasting teachers' time.
This is, what, the third or fourth week that testing has been available, and the bugs should have been worked out by now.
Those comments from testing coordinators Pam Zitterich in Lakeville, Kevin Ward at Avalon School in St. Paul, and Heidi E. Anderson at Augsburg Fairview Academy in Minneapolis echo colleagues from around Minnesota. And it's a message State Department of Education officials say played into the decision to suspend testing. Josh Collins is the department's spokesman.
Schools are rightfully so frustrated, and so we want to be very responsive to that and do whatever we can to ensure that students have a smooth testing experience.
Some districts worry that the technical problems, the stopping and starting and rescheduling of tests could hurt scores, especially for students who are nervous about taking exams. Wade Werner is the technology coordinator and elementary student dean in the Gibbon Fairfax Winthrop District.
We want the kids to be able to walk into that lab. We want them to be able to sit down, focus on what needs to be done, take their tests, submit their answers, and move on and be proud of the work that they've done and not have to worry about poor connections or hardware issues. That should not be a concern.
Minnesota Department of Education officials say there's no indication that the testing problems have negatively affected scores on the 400,000 tests students have already taken. Testing company Pearson didn't respond to an interview request for this story. The international company is in its first year of a three-year, $38 million contract with the state. Last year, the state parted ways with testing company American Institutes of Research for computer problems that led to major testing delays in 2013. Tim Post, Minnesota Public Radio News.
And that's your Polycast for this Wednesday, your daily check-in on Minnesota politics. I'm Mike Mulcahy in the Minnesota Public Radio Newsroom.